If I ask you if you know a person, you might say no, but
I've heard of him.
If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with them, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no,
I haven't seen him.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And you might answer,
no, he hasn't seen him yet.
Does your brother like ice cream?
Yes, he does.
You can give him his choice, but he will tell you he
doesn't care for the one, he doesn't care which one you give him.
If you are not positive about something, you might say what?
I'm not sure.
Where do people keep cows?
Oh, let's see. They keep cows in a barn.
Is there any special name for a shelter that they might get under when it's raining?
Well, something like a lean-to. That's all I can think of in that connection.
Where would they call the place that they milk the cows?
Well, that could be a barn, a milking house, a shed.
Where do people keep hogs and pigs?
In a pen.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
I think they used to keep things like that in a well.
Where would it be stored now?
In a dairy, I guess now.
Where would people store potatoes and turnips in wintertime?
I think they had cellars back in those days where they stored that kind of thing.
What do you call the place around a barn where you might let cows and ewes and other animals walk around?
The barnyard.
What would you call the place where they go out to graze?
Let's see, they go out to pasture.
Would that have a fence around it?
Well, I think usually pastures had fences to keep the animals in.
What do you know about raising cotton?
Well, not too much.
Can you tell me anything at all about it?
Well, I know that one of the hazards of growing cboll is dealing with the boll weevils. I think now conditions are better than they were in the past because they have so many more insecticides that can be used to combat the boll weevil. I really don't know too much about raising cotton.
When they have to dig up around the cotton plants, does that have any special name?
Oh yes, that's chopping cotton.
What do you call this grass that might grow up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Well, I don't know what you call it.